The Friday Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program. Resolve your farming disputes outside of court with free mediation services. For more info, visit MichiganMediates.org. We should start to see some real harvest progress soon, and grain markets finish slightly higher on Thursday. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Michigan Ag Today. The harvest window is opening wide across Michigan. It's time for Michigan Ag Today. Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin's harvest weather forecast. It's presented by M&W Seeds. Martin says we'll be dry and sunny through most of next week.
Honestly, right now, I see no threats to harvest at all here. Evaporation rates are anywhere from a quarter to a third of an inch of moisture per day. That's near maximum. We are going to be under the influence of a high-pressure ridge that's back in the Great Plains and Western Corn Belt here in the near term. That's going to lead to summer-like temperatures and southwest flow well above normal daytime highs, easily in the 70s, maybe even flirting with 80.
Martin is tracking a large-scale upper-level high sitting on top of the Great Lakes for the second half of next week.
That means it's going to be just a bit cooler here, but not cold by any stretch of the imagination. Still looking at dry weather, still looking at massive evaporation rates, if there's anything left to evaporate by the second half of next week. And that high sits on top of us well into the week of the 6th. Now, once we get in closer to the 8th, 9th, and 10th, we're going to start to see a few hit and miss scattered showers coming together in the cool air across northern Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, and into the UP. But I do not have any concerns about those dragging southward. I think we stay completely dry here through at least the 9th and 10th.
Corn and soybean harvest is behind the five-year average pace, according to USDA's Monday report, as is sugar beet harvest. 10% of sugar beets have been harvested in Michigan, compared to the five-year average pace of 17%. Martin's full forecast will be available in written form later Friday at MichiganAgToday.com, presented by M&W Seeds and Greenstone Farm Credit Services.
My name is Scott Maurer. I work at Napoleon Feed Mill in Napoleon, Michigan.
Scott is very familiar with M&W Seeds.
Their products stand right up there with all the national brands. I've never been disappointed with their corn or soybean seed. Most generally, if I take a farmer that has been with a big brand and maybe convert them slowly, eventually their whole farm will be M&W. So I think they like the local. It's a Michigan company. Their service is wonderful.
Check out all their products online, mwseeds.com.
Dry weather settling in over Michigan. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that forecast update. We got a little bit of fog in some parts of the area, and that will lead to a low cloud deck for longer this afternoon and a few others, but by far we're not talking about major coverage across Michigan with that today. And the key here is we are not seeing any new precipitation, and once these low clouds and fog areas dissipate, we're looking at sunshine dominating not just today, but right on through the entire weekend in all parts of the state. Evaporation should be strong, near maximum today, definitely at maximum tomorrow, and we're going to be seeing that fast drying continue then all the way through next week. This forecast can be summed up very easily: sunny, warm, and dry from now right on through most of that first full week of October. I won't rule out a few hit and miss scattered showers, maybe overnight Tuesday the 7th into Wednesday the 8th, and I won't rule out another round of scattered showers as cooler air comes advancing in for the 10th and the 11th. But otherwise, we're not looking at any major weather issues, and strong high pressure will try and come in with that cool air mass late the week of the 6th, and so that will be a dominating feature as we move into the middle of October. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
We know the hard work you put in every day to provide the food and crops that sustain us all. At Greenstone, we provide tailored lending solutions and financial tools to help you maintain a successful farming operation year-round, from season to season. Greenstone Farm Credit Services has been supporting farmers for over a century with the secure capital and market knowledge you can count on. With locations throughout Michigan and Northeast Wisconsin, we're here to help. Visit GreenstoneFCS.com to learn more.
When it comes to their customers, Seed Genetics Direct can be a little nosy. They want to know where you live, your farm's geography and soil type, and even your environmental challenges. After all, Seed Genetics Direct uses more than 40 company-owned and third-party research locations throughout Indiana and Ohio to test their corn and soybean lineups. And with that many research locations, there's at least one similar to your farm that will help Seed Genetics Direct guide you on the path to growing success. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.
Greenstone Family-owned Farm Credit Services has been supporting farmers for over a century through the secure capital and market knowledge you can count on in a financial partner. Visit greenstonefcs.com to learn more.
It's time to talk markets here on Michigan Ag Today. Final numbers from Thursday trade coming in just moments. Right now, market analysis from Carl Setzer, Consus Ag Consulting. He spoke yesterday with Andy Eubank.
Markets were off to a nice start on Thursday. However, Carl, the corn and bean markets had some difficulty upholding that higher move. Wheat definitely better than a nickel higher throughout the trading session. Some buying came in. It didn't seem to hold up, though.
Yeah, we started out pretty good, and then we backed off quite a bit. Soybeans slipping backwards. Soy oil trying to hold the entire complex up, but soy meal slipped back. And soybean exports on the week, it was a good week. We were at the top end of trade estimates, but it wasn't what you would call a stellar number. And we are seeing a little bit more competition out of South America on soybean sales. The big Argentine tax break that they had, which they did suspend today. Export taxes will be going back on any purchases going forward. However, before that could happen, China was in and scooped up 35 Argentine soybean vessels. That is the news that really kind of weighed on soybeans here this afternoon as we got into later trade. Corn stuck between a higher wheat complex and a negative soy complex. Corn really holding in there pretty good, though. The harvest estimates and reports we're getting in are definitely not what trade was expecting. Now starting to hear some concerns with test weight on corn. That's just one more check against that crop. So it's failing to sell off, but at the same time, we just don't have enough buyers to come in. Wheat is where the attention really was today. Another week of really good wheat exports lifting that market up.
Carl Setzer there, Consus Ag Consulting. Reach him at 989-506-1587. December corn Thursday up a penny and a half, 425 and three quarters. Penny and a quarter higher on the March, 442 and a quarter. November beans up three and a quarter, 1012 and a quarter. Two and three quarters better on the January, 1031 and a quarter. December wheat led the way higher, seven and a half up, 527. In livestock, down $2 on October live cattle, $232.05, and October lean hogs up over $100, 67 cents higher. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Michigan Ag Today.
There's only one silage brand that's been raising the bar for over 30 years. There's only one silage seed lineup that's been designed, selected, and tested for optimal performance in Midwestern soils and conditions, and enjoyed by millions of cows across the region. You might be hearing about a lot of newcomers who promise more milk per ton and more tonnage per acre, but there's only one you should trust. Dairyland Seed High DF. Discover the High DF difference at DairylandSeedSilage.com.